I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Czech humanitarian aid worker Petra Jaschek and three other men endured the 11th trial since being arrested last year in Sudan. Jaschek had been giving aid to suffering Christians. Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the trial involves this Czech aid worker, two Sudanese pastors, and a fourth man, another Sudanese man. They are charged with basically everything but the kitchen sink. They're charged with espionage and undermining the government and reporting false information about the government of Sudan, all kinds of things that if they were found guilty of everything, actually they could face the death penalty. Now, hopefully it will not get to that point.
But international outcry does make a difference. You can petition for their release at missionnews.org. And Eurasia's refugees will likely be spending another Christmas season displaced. A glance around reveals that hope seems to be in short supply coming through the normal channels. However, Mission Eurasia is one of a few ministries offering a new normal. Sergei Rahuba explains the Gift of Hope boxes are an outreach tool for the local church.
We print children's Bibles and other Christian literature appropriate for the age of those children. And so then we buy things, you know, that kids love, and we ask volunteers to help us to pack those boxes.
$25 goes a long way. And because of a matching grant, it goes twice as far this year. Mission Eurasia wants to provide 75,000 gift boxes this year so that
for the first time for these thousands of children that we hear the great story of Christmas, for the first time they will learn about love of Jesus to them.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.